Pete Sweeney, he's back in Kansas City, chief editor over at Arrowhead Pride. How you feeling, Pete?
Feeling pretty good. This is exactly how you would love to see the season end, and now we get parade on Wednesday, and then it's time for draft prep, which I know your producer really enjoys tonight.
I don't really know how to prep for the draft other than like just like nail it like you seem to do every single year. But speaking of that draft, Pete Sweeney, are we sure they're going to go out and get a free agent wide receiver now, or are they just going to try to draft one, or are they going to sign this defense? Because after I watched that game last night, man, if you don't believe that the two best corners in football play for the Kansas City Chiefs, then I don't know what you believe in.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I think that is one of the better pairings in the league, and then to make a case for the best. And then when it comes to the receiver, yeah. I mean, I know we're on cloud nine right now, but we've seen Brett Veach make some tough decisions with even more beloved key pieces of the franchise. And so one game is not going to change any plans to improve a wide receiver room that needs certainly more depth, whether that be with someone who could be an ace for you and making the Rashee Rice the number two, like a T. Higgins or a Mike Evans, or be it maybe making Rice the number one, and then you bring in maybe one of those middle guys. But I think we've seen Brett Veach throw assets of problems, every offseason and in a big way. And to me, some of the defensive contracts and then weapons for Patrick Mahomes are the two priorities.
I was having a hard time trying to figure out what the play of the game was last night. I know some people will say, well, it's the corn dog play at the end. Sure. But when I look back, and I've already watched this game a second time today, I had a little bit of time off this morning for the show. I can't decide if it's the Trent McDuffie batted ball that stops him on third down or the overtime play where Chris Jones just like bull rushes Brock Purdy and he has to miss the pass where he might have had a connection, but he misses the pass due to pressure, and that leads to the field goal that eventually lets the Chiefs go down and score. What was your probably biggest play that you were like, okay, that happened, now the next thing that's going to happen is the Chiefs are going to win?
I think I felt, and I got to go back and kind of take a second look at this game because so many things happened, but I think I remember feeling when Travis Kelce was whipping around down to the sideline, and it almost looked like he might score a touchdown, and we end the Super Bowl with a Kelce touchdown there. But I know they didn't end up getting six out of that, but I just felt at that point it was the Chiefs back in control, where there were definitely points in the midway through the second quarter, end of the second quarter into the half, where you're like, I don't know if they're going to be able to actually pull this one out of the hat. And then once they got to that point and built to that, and Kelce went up the field and the place was rocking, and you said in your own mind, okay, we at least know we got a tie here. That's to me when it felt like the vibes were shifting for sure.
When you look at Patrick Mahomes play football and you think about everybody that's in front of him, you know, it's almost incredible that it's always followed by us. You know, we see it all the time, but this is one of those games in which where, you know, again, it's double digits. It's the biggest game in the world for everybody, and he just seems to just go out there and, you know, like at ease, be able to do what he's doing. I remember when you see it a second time, you'll see it on the sideline. It looked like when Kelce, they tried to throw a touchdown in the corner, it showed that Rashee Rice was wide open, and Rashee Rice had to either have said something or had some sort of like his mannerisms weren't right, and Mahomes kind of like barks at him on the sideline and gives him like an M effort type thing, like, hey, you know, listen to me. Like, this is, you know, and it just, you can see how everybody reacts to that situation. Why is he just the best to maybe ever do it when it's all said and done?
Hard to explain why. I mean, he just has a knack for the game, and I think it's been a perfect matching with what Andy Reid likes to do. Really, really, you know, sharp between the ears, but also ultimate athletic ability, can throw on the run, any kind of throw, and just an understanding and a love for the game. You pair that with Andy Reid, and it's just it's a very, very hard combination to beat. That's what I would say would be my best guess. And then, I just think that it is really fortunate to be a part of it here. I don't think any of us could have expected it. Like, and I know we give Brett Veach all the credit, and you know, being on the record here, like, He said that Mahomes was the best prospect he has ever seen, but I just think it's fortunate for all the pieces to have landed, all the stars to have aligned, where you get Reed, you get Veach, and then you get Mahomes at the same time. Meanwhile, you do have a built-in ultimate weapon in Travis Kelce, a wide receiver there, and Tyreek Hill at the beginning, built in, and it's allowed him to play a certain way at the beginning of his career, and you could see that he's really molded into a different type of player, and one that really can build this consistency, win back-to-back titles, and open the door up for a third.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to be this good, this young. Like, I mean, I was never that good at 28. I can tell you that much. But I mean, it's interesting to see it. Pete, what's about this run? Right, we've been a part of all the Super Bowls that they've had. About this one makes it seem like it's a bit sweeter, I think, is kind of like how it feels for the city, because of the maybe the season that was, or maybe because it was the gauntlet of the run they had to go through and how it ended with an overtime win. And then, you know, this is just it. Maybe it feels different because it's, you know, you're starting to enjoy them more because they're happening. But do you think this is the most impressive one, or is the first one always just the most impressive one?
Yeah, I think this one matters the most to Patrick Mahomes, and I think it matters the most to the national media. Like, Kansas City knew this secret for a while, and whatever, you know, everyone's going to have bias, but it remains true. Like, Patrick Mahomes is that good. But I think it has now reached the national media, where the national media is, like, starting to put some respect on his name in that sense. And I think talking with Mahomes, that was my question to him at the podium, like, what differentiates this one than the other three, or, you know, the other two that they were able to win. And, you know, he simply said that it matters more. It really does, because everyone did indeed doubt the team this year. There were people saying that they were going to miss the playoffs in the middle of the season. I think a lot of people questioned, is Patrick Mahomes that good where he can build up other players? Remember, we had that storyline in the middle of the year. Mm-hmm. You had people turning back to Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, and I think they felt like they had to prove more this year, and then to do so, I mean, I think they beat the three best other AFC teams and two on the road, and then certainly the best of the NFC. And so it just, there's no more, yeah, but, I think, with this one.
The game last night, obviously the Niners and Kyle Shanahan, it's kind of crazy how there were so many storylines involved with that in that game between both teams. But you look at that team last night, Pete, that won that championship, and it seems it's I gave it the analogy during the weekend shows. I said they're kind of like that good pool player or that guy that you play golf with that's really good, because they're always thinking about their next shot. They're always thinking about, you know, what's after, what's current. And I think it's interesting to hear these guys talk last night, and you were a part of it as well. Maybe you can give us some more information, but it seems like, yeah, they won. And again, I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but it's like, yeah, they won, but they're thinking about back to back to back. Like, they want the legit, like, three-peat. They want that Michael Jordan, you know, the three rings in a row, to where you can't take anything away from them. They're already crowned the dynasty. That was everybody's conversation today. We knew it was going to be that way. But, man, it's crazy to think that after winning a Super Bowl, after a season that this team had, that the number one thing that comes out is like, yeah, it's great, but we're going for the three-peat.
Well, I think now you've just entered another conversation. I think for a while everyone considered them the best in the NFL. Could they be a dynasty? And then a lot of people were saying, okay, how many, you know, championships could they win? All right, they've done it. They're a dynasty. They're on the Patriots level, or on the Patriots corner, so to speak. Well, it's like, you're not going to get to six championships overnight. What could get that conversation started? And it's this. It is the Chiefs' chance here in the next year, and we are jumping way ahead here, but the next year to do something no team in NFL history has ever done, which is win three championships in a row. And I just think Patrick Mahomes, having lost the Super Bowl, kind of understands that, yeah, everything's going well. The pieces are in place right now. But you're not always going to have this opportunity to do something that no team has ever done. And you're right. I mean, as much as you're like, let's celebrate this one, these guys were already talking about it in the locker room at the podium last night. And so it not only, I think, is going to be an exciting 3 days here going into the parade, exciting week for all the things that come with the championship in the coming months, but a lot to look forward to when this next season gets started, because I think they're going to be really determined to try to do something that a lot of people are going to be like, they can't pull that off. It's never been done.
Give you a couple more, and I'll let you enjoy your offseason. I want to bring this up because I thought this was interesting. When they run that play to Hardman at the end of the game, and I think Hardman had another couple of catches. He had one in the first half that I'm watching right now on NFL Network where he just streaks down the field, and we've seen so many great Mahomes throws that we just kind of bat our eyes at everything. It's a sick throw that he made there to Hardman. But with Kadarius Toney's inactiveness last night, was it a lack of trust full on because that's his play, man? That's the play he scored on last year, and then they did to Sky Moore as well. That's his play. Mecole Hardman got the call. I think that's why we see a lot of this that, you know, Kadarius Toney obviously wasn't in that game last night because they couldn't honestly trust him in that last minute of the play.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, it's unfortunate. It's nice that the team continued to bring him on the trip after, you know, some of those things that happened on social media. But I don't think there was any way that Kadarius Toney was ever going to play in this game. That's not something Andy Reid would ever say. That's just kind of what my feeling is from being around the team. Same thing with Justin Ross. I think Justin Ross showed some promise. There was that whole situation in the middle of the season. He lost six games. And I think the Chiefs got rolling with other individuals. And you can't, I think, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. You can't try to fix anything in that scenario with how things have been going these past few weeks. And so his future is interesting. You know, I know that a lot of times we'll hear that they're giving him the benefit of the doubt, leaning back into him, seeing if he can, you know, find a role in this team. But I just wonder if that energy of, although he has these great athletic traits, he's super athletic, you know, it's not going to ever click for him here. So do we move on? I'm curious to see how that happens.
Last one, and I'll get you out of here. I want to bring this up. Everyone keeps asking, why is Steve Spagnuolo not going to be a head coach? Why would he go anywhere else? Like, where is he going to go? He doesn't want to be a head coach, right? He's got the perfect situation. He's happy with where he's at. He's tried the head coaching thing. He's got a dynasty that they're building over here. Like, can you give everyone that's wondering why Spagnuolo is not being sought out, like, that he is going to be just Andy Reid's right-hand man for the rest of his life?
Well, we asked him a few years ago if he wanted to be head coach. I broached the subject in a press conference that I've been at, and I'm there every week for the most part, that he still had desire to do it. Now, a few years has passed, I believe, since he said that, so I wonder what he would say today. Didn't seem like he got any interviews, which I think is wrong, but I think there is something to your point, too, Dusty, that, yeah, I think he has it pretty good. And even though it's the coordinator and not the head coach, this is, as we were just talking about, something that's very special, what they've built here as far as what Mahomes has done. But this year, the Chiefs don't do it without Steve Spagnuolo. And I think everybody knows that. I really do. And so I don't know if he would necessarily jump off the train when it's going to historic territory. I mean, you've been the coordinator for every championship. I don't know why you'd be, for sure, unless it was a golden opportunity, and everything was perfect and the roster was in place, which is rarely what is happening with these head coaching positions. I mean, I think there is something to him wanting to stay in Kansas City.
What do you rate your Super Bowl trip to Vegas this year? This is your third Super Bowl, but what do you rate it this year?
I thought it was solid. You know, 7 or 8. I think if you're there instead of Cody and Gold, it's probably an 8 or a 9. But I mean, I don't know if we need to talk about that.
Yeah,
do we?
Well, no, I don't want to get fired. what's the rest of the offseason look like for you? What do you got going on over at Arrowhead Pride, and any trips to Belize or Fiji or a proposal in your future?
So we got the parade coverage coming up. If you are out of town or just going to be in Kansas City, we'll have everything up there that's going on down at Union Station, and otherwise make sure we get a good recap of that up. And then as far as trips, believe it or not, Dusty, I have a cousin that is having a bachelor party this weekend. So back-to-back weekends, I go to Vegas, to Atlantic City next weekend. So that's the start of the off season. We are checking out also, for those of you that know I'm from the East Coast, I'm a big Ranger fan. I'll be at the Ranger Islander Stadium Series next week. So that'll be fun, too.
Look at you. Hey, look up the song Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen while you're down there and listen to it. It's a great song. They blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night is the first line of that song, by the way. But, Pete, thank you so much, man, for all your time this year. You know that I appreciate you. You know I'm being serious when my voice changes. I appreciate the ride that we had once again this year. I hope we do it for many, many years together. I thank you for all your time every Monday night that we do this show, and enjoy the off season. Enjoy some rest and some time off from the crazy world of football, because you got about 3 months till it starts again.
Yeah, put your makeup on, put your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Mm. See you later, Dusty.
Later. What a guy. What a guy. Batman's on the phone. We'll get him on the other side of the break. Gear up. We might have a reveal party at the parade. This is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.